Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, hell yeah. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox in for Dan Patrick and the guys. You can find this show on the iHeartRadio app. And as always, we are doing this show live from the TireRack.com studios. It's TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide and see the full line of Kumho tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. How the hell are we feeling here on an extra 3 hours of rest, huh?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Feeling amazing, although a little disappointed. The Masters is already in a rain delay. Hasn't even got started.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, come on, VAR. What's
wrong? Oh, the rain delay for the Masters.
Come on, VAR.
What?
I will say this, though. If there's any course that will make sure that they play and get all these rounds of golf in, it's Augusta National, all right? I did have the blessed opportunity of going and playing there, and I'll never forget the morning when it was raining and we were having breakfast. We're like, oh, no, I might not get an opportunity to get out there. There was a gentleman in a rain suit with a blower while it was raining.
That's great.
Blowing the green, I want to say, I think it was on number 9. And I was like, thinking to myself, he does realize, like, it's just going to keep raining for at least the next 30 minutes. But that is how well manicured that course is and how much they care about that thing. So they will play some golf today at some point, whenever it stops.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was blowing it in the rain.
I mean,
it gives them less to blow when it stops raining, you know.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, that is true.
I think they don't want puddling. That's more of the thought process there.
Now, I got to ask you, because I have not had the opportunity to go to Augusta National, because there's sort of a, you know, for people that don't know, like, there's kind of an elite class of people that are allowed even on near the course. Like, if I walked near the course, I would get tased and handcuffed and be told to go away. But, Brady, you go there, and it's like, not only can you go, you can play a round of golf, and don't worry about it. Mother Nature is going to acquiesce to you so you can get your round of golf in.
Yeah.
So does it look as beautiful in person as it does? Maybe not right now because it is raining, but does it look as beautiful in person as it does on television? Because on television, the way they dress it up, it looks magical.
It actually looks better. I mean, it's even better than you could imagine. Because everything on TV, you usually go there and you think, okay, this is made for TV. There's going to be some defects. There's going to be something. There is not a weed that is anywhere on that course.
Don't talk
for however many acres it is. There is not one thing that's out of place, not any mulch, pine straw, nothing. Like, that place is immaculate. I've never seen anything like that. It doesn't feel like real life. And so once you go there, you can understand the hype and the reason why everyone kind of views that place as so special, just different than anywhere else.
When I had that experience. That's it.
None of it. So
LeBron, it's all over.
Hey, so when you're watching the Masters,
Will you marry me?
Like none of it grabs you and you go, man, that's a beautiful place. I'd love to be there. Because some have
said. Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm not even really. I'm just interjecting just to poke at Q and sort of kind of at you as well.
You don't have to poke at me because all I have to do is say Tiger Woods is back. He's back, baby.
Rawr.
He's back.
What?
Rawr.
How's he back? It's right. Well, you know, tigers don't like water, so I don't know how that's going to all play out.
What are you talking about?
Tigers can swim.
They can swim. They just don't
they like
to. They don't like it. They just, you know, they can swim. They just, you know, cats, you know, they stay away from the water, you know, but they can't swim, you know.
What do you mean tigers don't like water?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They don't like water.
They're excellent swimmers.
And by the way, didn't Tiger Woods say yesterday when we heard him, and if you're wondering where you can hear us slapping around here on Fox Sports Radio, normally
swimmers.
6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific time, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. That's where you can find this show.
Oh.
But, you know, we were talking yesterday in that time slot about Tiger Woods. Wasn't he saying that he wanted some humidity? He wanted some warmer weather?
Yeah, for his joints. But the rain isn't good for your joints. That pulls at your, you know, at your injuries.
It'll be humid after, though, won't it?
Get sore.
Real humid. Yeah. Like it's
get sore.
There's going to be mosquitoes the size of 747s out there.
No, not at the Masters. It's too manicured. They'll blow them bad boys right on off.
They do. I bet they got like a mosquito.
Yeah, mosquitoes. You'll see mosquitoes.
They'll track those things.
They got one of those
bad boys
mosquito
just
rackets.
Disappear.
Yeah, something.
They got a LeVar Arrington.
Bunch of those things hanging that like the bugs go stick to, you know?
They got Scotty on the SS Enterprise beaming them up. They out of there.
By the way.
Straight to space.
I would have loved to have been somebody working at an Ace Hardware in Southern California, and they go, is that LeVar Arrington? God, what's he doing in here? Oh, he's buying a mosquito racket near the register.
Because that's the truth. That's the truth. And let me tell you something about that. Oh, I bang them. Bang them. Listen, you have not had a true experience until you have zapped an insect. I'm just saying. And to all the PETA people out there that want to protect the insects and all that stuff, I will zap a bee's ass too, just so you know. I'll knock them all down. You come near me while I got my swatter, my fly disintegrator on me, you're out of there. I don't care. I'll hit my kids with it. I'll try to take them up out of there.
I don't care.
Does PETA care about bugs? I don't know that I've ever seen him take a strong stance against bugs.
Who's that? PETA? I don't know. I was joking. Okay. I hope not.
I mean,
you know, but some birds, some insects have like fur on them, don't they? Like,
what about a hummingbird? Hummingbird gets
that's considered an insect, isn't it?
A hummingbird?
Yeah.
No, I think the word
bird.
Yeah, I think the
is it a bird?
Yeah,
that's why they call it a hummingbird.
Yeah, I think the word bird kind of like veered it towards the bird category.
Well, since you guys want to be smart asses, you do
you
know they
about?
Call dolphins killer whale. You know, okay. Relax.
Hey, listen.
Relax.
I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. Zap him. Right. I'm just like.
They
you
do
know,
call okay. them birds. You're a bird.
I'm just excited for Tiger to be back. Damn. I'm rooting for him, man.
Rawr.
I don't know if Var is, but I'm rooting for him.
He looks strong. Like, he bends over slow. And he gets there eventually, but all the highlights that I've seen of him, he looks real strong, real broad. He fills out his outfit, you know what I mean?
Is he still working? I mean, oh, this is right here.
There it is.
Come on, Bar.
There it is.
I'm going to die.
This is what.
Why could we have waited to kill me in hour three? You
know? We'll play this at your funeral, though. I mean, it does sound like funeral music. So.
I hope you guys give my eulogy and they have this song on while you're doing it. Like, LeVar. He truly, truly was a good man that truly, truly
hated golf.
Hated this song.
Now let me ask you a question. I'm assuming you would want to be buried with the
Tiger Woods.
Well, the Hall of Fame ring, your college football Hall of Fame ring. Now,
yes.
Do we also put the Bug Zapper racket on the casket or inside of you? while we're...
It's a great question, man.
Yeah.
That is a great question. I almost feel like, you know, like in ancient times, you know, like in Egypt when they used to mummify them and all that stuff, and they put the one thing in their hand and then the other thing in their other hand, and they crossed them up, and it was like they had like a hook or like look, and then like a staff on one side. Like, just give me two zappers, you know?
You know, I've
just crossed my arms up, put the zappers in my hand, and it's like, this, here lies a man that used to zap them. Yeah.
You know, I have a question on this, and I feel like you guys would be the experts to go to on this. It's a question about mummies. Mm. If you were going to go to your final place all wrapped up, wouldn't you want it to be in, like, some decent outfit? Like, if I'm going to go wrapped up, like give me, like, a nice leather jacket, good pair of jeans, some shoes. And if you need to cover my face, give me a ski mask. I don't want to be wrapped up in one-ply toilet paper that somebody saved from COVID so they could send me to my final place.
That seemed more comfortable, though. I mean, you go to your gravesite in a hard leather jacket. I mean, that leather is going to get a little bit like kind of uncomfortable at some point while you're resting.
What are you talking about? Like those guys are still like from rock bands from like the 60s. They're still performing. All those guys are in leather.
How often do you go to sleep with your leather jacket that you be wearing?
Depends on how much I drank.
Oh,
if we're being honest.
Well, if we're being honest, then if I had a leather jacket on last night, I may slur a couple words. I've already heard three words I've slurred. I may slur a word or two today because I might still be a little hit. I'm just telling y'all.
Yes,
I got hit up last night. State College, baby. Woo, we are. I got hit up.
Yeah, can you explain to the Dan Patrick listeners who are unaware of your location and why you were excited about the later start time?
Because I'm in State College, PA, my people. And, so I'm here. It's Blue-White Weekend. It's spring football going on, obviously. But I'm also here doing some NIL business. Hung out with the other sports teams with a panel that I did last evening. It was awesome. It was great. And did a kind of like a Shark Tank deal earlier yesterday and got those things out of the way. But once I finished up that panel, guys, it was LeVar Allen time.
Bang, bang.
And it went down. I didn't count. I didn't want to count. But, the fair here is improving tremendously. Like, we're updating so much now. So I was eating oysters last night, man. I had... what type of baked chicken or like roasted chicken and mushroom risotto with some asparagus and some oysters. And I didn't count how many LeVar Allens that I had. And that, my friends, is why I sound the way that I sound. I mean, I feel like I sound good, but I may slur a word or two.
You've got to tell the listeners what a LeVar Island is, though.
Yeah, it's a Long Island that, you know, Q and Jonas named LeVar Allen because, well, that's my poison of choice.
And for those of you who don't know what a Long Island is, just think about every alcohol ever created in one glass at the same time.
LeVar doesn't know this, but here's what I do when I do choose to go have a LeVar Island. I will ask for it, and then I have to make sure they bring it out in a cold mug or a cold glass. You know what I do on the side of that glass, LeVar?
What?
I'll put in the sticks.
Yeah.
Number 11 right there. That's right.
Little shout out to Matt McGloin.
Yeah. He's running for the board of trustees.
Is he?
The election is coming up.
Man. Yep.
Should be interesting.
And the
it's real competitive around here to get on that board of trustees.
I was just going
to
say, I'm just wondering, but usually when you're on those boards, there comes a significant donation or donations that have already been made that helps the cause from getting you.
You do fund your candidacy to get onto the board of trustees, which, by the way, you don't get paid to do. I pay attention to our board of trustees politics, and if you ever want to be entertained, just find a way. I'll send you some links and stuff so you can pay attention to it. But it gets pretty interesting. I mean, you would think that it's right and left, you know, that's going for seats. And I wouldn't say you wouldn't think. It's kind of what it is. It's interesting. You know, it's very like Game of Thrones-ish around here.
Yeah.
Well, you could get it. You go running for a board seat around here. You could get it.
You can get that work.
You can get that work, man. It's a little competitive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Well, listen, it is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox in for DP and the guys here. And we are going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. Coming up next here, though, we are going to tell you about somebody in the world of sports who might have found out a little late in the game that there's a problem with the next destination. You'll hear from him next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you in for Dan and the guys here on FSR. So we are going to have a discussion about one team that's making life on themselves a little bit more difficult in the world of football. That'll be yours here in about 20 minutes from now. But here to make things easy on us is the one and only Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. You can find him on Twitter or X at Albert Breer. AB, what's happening? Good morning to you.
What's up, Albert?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. We're just now, Albert, could you be trusted Like, if they pulled you aside and said, hey, thinking about sending you to Brazil for week one, could you be trusted to be a professional while out in Brazil covering Packers-Eagles to kick off the season on a Friday night?
Well, I'm pretty good at juggling different things. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's like a relatively high percentage chance that I'll make it to the game on Friday night. Yeah.
So you at least get to the game. That would be the that would be the goal, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, I mean, although I've heard Uber rides down there can take you to weird places. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's true. That's problematic.
What type of places out there?
Are you interested, Lamar?
You mean something a little strange for a little change, weird, or
anything more?
So we were talking about how there's a report out that the Vikings have set up a private meeting with Jaden Daniels, and you know, now the Commanders are meeting with Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, and they're also meeting with Jaden Daniels. And there's just like it feels like this is a lot of the run-of-the-mill sort of stuff as we gear up for the draft coming up here in a couple of weeks. But is there a draft story out there, something that you've heard or you've got any sort of intel on that you look at and go, that's interesting, that could have a real impact near the top of the draft or even in the first round?
You know, I think the one thing that already has is the Giants at least creating the perception that they're in on the quarterbacks, right? Now, whether they are or not remains to be seen, but like they're doing everything you would do if you were going to take one. You know, and so that's, you know, they had McCarthy and May in at the beginning of March, which is incredibly, incredibly early to be doing a 30 visit. Those normally happen during April, like right around now. And they went and worked a few of the guys out privately. They showed up at the pro days. So, like, you know, at least say the Giants have done all the things you would do if you were going to take one in the top 10. And, you know, like that does two things. One, it prepares them if they are going to take one. But two, it also has created this perception that they're the team that you have to jump over to get one if you want the fourth one. So, you know, Minnesota, Vegas, Denver, like if one of those teams wants to go get the fourth quarterback, now there's a perception out there that they have to get over the Giants to go get that guy. Well, could that be because that's what the Giants want out there? And if the Giants want that out there, well, what would the effect be? The effect would be that would guarantee either Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison would fall into their lap at six. So, you know, like I think that that's one of the interesting ones. I just think Denver's lurking. Like you know, they've been kind of quiet about their quarterback evaluation and everything else. I just know this. Like Sean Payton loved Patrick Mahomes 7 years ago and was very close to getting him, would have taken him 11th overall. They wound up with Marshawn Lattimore in that spot, so a good player. But, you know, obviously things probably go a lot differently in New Orleans if, you know, Patrick Mahomes is on the roster and maybe Sean Payton's still there. And so does that linger with him? And if there is one of these guys that he really likes, does he get aggressive to go and get him? You know, right now they're starting quarterback Jared Stidham. I know, you know, Sean feels like he could go out and play a season with Jared Stidham if he needed to. I just, you know, there's a big part of me that wonders if they got another swing in them somewhere at that position.
What is the one thing you're keeping an eye on right now, given it's kind of that dead period before we actually get to the draft? Is there any potential trade, any potential signing, or something that could happen that would change the landscape of what the draft looks like coming up at the end of the month?
Yeah, I mean, I think the receivers, Brady. You know, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins. Now, like, those guys aren't on the block, per se, but you know, teams are going to call and see, you know, if either of those guys are available, you know, and I think in both those cases, you know, for those teams, there's like a big picture element. You know, they love the players, but you know, what like if you pay T. Higgins at the top of the market, like then you're probably going to have to pay Ja'Marr Chase more than you pay T. Higgins, and you've already got Joe Burrow in there, $55 million per. So are we talking about between the three of them, $110 million, $120 million per year? You know, and that's just in one phase of the game that you're investing that. You know, so can you do that if you're Cincinnati long-term? Or is it better to get a second-round pick for T. Higgins and then, you know, draft his replacement? You know, that's the question. Brandon Ayuk, obviously the Niners have a lot of mouths to feed, you know. They paid Fred Warner. They paid Nick Bosa. They paid Tre'Davious Ward. They paid Trent Williams. They paid Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. They paid Christian McCaffrey, you know. So, you know, if you're looking at it and, you know, like something's got to give over the next couple of years, would that something be, well, we've got a surplus at receiver right now. You know, we've got Deebo Samuel there. Kyle is really good at scouting and developing them. You know, is that where, you know, we, you know, wind up trying to save a little bit from a cash and cap standpoint? So, you know, those would be the guys I think, like, right now I would look at and say, if there's somebody that's going to be moved or talked about being moved in the next couple of weeks that could materially affect things in the draft, those would be the guys. You know, like, I think that those two guys, you know, again, they're not being shopped, but, you know, the Bengals and Niners are certainly going to get calls on them.
AB, can you put us up to speed on what's going on in Dallas? I mean, hearing about there's a possibility of a CeeDee Lamb holdout looming.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, they're complaining about him, and too many people would be glad to see him go. This sounds like horrible dysfunction if your two top players are in the media for things like this.
Well, it's Dallas, so, I mean, dysfunction just means that it's Thursday, right?
Dang.
Yeah, but the way I look at this, I think it's similar to what we just talked about with Cincinnati, where there's like a contractual bottleneck coming, right? And the difference is that, you know, where the Bengals have one of those guys taken care of, the Cowboys have zero of their three, right? So it's Dak, it's CeeDee, it's Micah Parsons. And you can say we can wait for a year on Micah Parsons to pay him, but is he going to be okay with that, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe he won't be, you know, because his value is what it is right now. And Nick Bosa got $34 million a year last year. You know, does he want to strike while the iron's hot and push for a deal now? You know, obviously CeeDee Lamb already waited a year. And, you know, if you wait much longer, well, you know, Justin Jefferson could change the market at receiver. You know, and then how do you compensate Dak, you know, based on where the market went last year, where Joe is making $55 million a year now? Do you go to 64, do you go to 56 or 57 million? Or do you wait this one out? Like, there's a lot of big picture questions for the Cowboys there at those positions. And, you know, it's a credit to them, like, that they've been able to identify and have guys like that homegrown on their roster. But, you know, in some of these cases, waiting an extra year has sort of created this situation where now how do you take care of all these guys at once? I think it's certainly going to be a talking point over the next, you know, couple months leading up to training camp.
He's Albert Breer joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox in for Dan Patrick and the guys here on FSR. Al, I want to ask you, because I know obviously you're in and around the area there, and I know you've been close to the organization for a long time and the Patriots. They're sitting at three.
Yep.
What is the feeling as far as what they do at that spot? Because if they don't love the separation between the second and third best quarterbacks potentially going at that point, is there a chance that that's a team that could trade back? Because it feels like they've got a lot to improve on the roster.
Yes. I think they could trade back. I think it's going to take a lot though. So what's a lot? You know, like if you look like, so the Niners spent three first round picks to move from 12 to three in 21. The Redskins did the same, moved three first round picks to go from 6 to 2 in 2012. So I think that's the starting point of any negotiation, especially for the teams that are coming from a little further down, like the Vikings, say at 11. Now the one thing the Vikings have that those other teams didn't have is they've got two first round picks this year. So they can offer, you know, the Patriots 11 and 23. You're going to have, you have certainty, you know where those picks are, and those guys are going to be on your roster this year, and then add another first round pick next year. So, do the Patriots think about that? And beyond just that, do the Patriots not only think about that, do they think about doing that, trading down and then trading back up if they really say like J.J. McCarthy and, you know, like they look at it and say, okay, we're going to move down and now we're going to try to move back up to 4 or 5. I think all of these things are in play with New England. And, you know, I think it's especially if you're them and you look at it and you have like May and McCarthy close. Like if you think those two guys, and they're such vastly different prospects, but Like, if you think that if you think there's merit to taking either guy, maybe you talk yourself into that, you know, where you trade down and back up. They're in a really interesting spot because I mean, we know Chicago's sticking at one and taking Caleb, and I'd say 99% the Commanders stick at two. I think it'll be Jaden. I'm not 99% on that part of it, but I'm almost certain they'll stay at two and take a quarterback. So, you know, being the first team, you know, in that upper group that's willing to move the pick could give you a lot of bargaining power.
Albert, you know, it's been a pretty soft, easy interview so far. I figured I'd just kind of throw you a curveball. Any thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and, you know, the VP nomination with Robert F. Kennedy not going through, or some of the conspiracy theories? Anything you got for us there, Al?
You got any thoughts on UFOs or Area 51?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't Monday. Monday was a tough day for the flat earthers, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The eclipse kind of throws a wrench
into
things.
Not sure really how you justify the eclipse then, right?
I'm not sure how you would explain that if you're a flat earther. I mean, I don't know if Hollywood has like some sort of curtains or something like that they can put over the sun. Yeah. So that would be my first thought. Just, you know, talking to what you guys were talking about there. But, yeah, the Aaron Rodgers vice president presidential campaign didn't last very long. I will say that there might have been some Jets people that were quietly pleased to see it end, but I'm not sure that they would ever admit that.
I mean, you know,
and I would also say this: there were some people in Green Bay who were entertained by it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does feel like there's a portion of the media, whether, you know, they want to admit this or not, that is sort of rooting for the Rodgers experiment in New York to fail. Like, it does feel like that there's kind of a slanted view of him, and whether it's his political beliefs or COVID,
I think that
or whatnot.
Yeah. No. That absolutely exists, which is why I hate that everybody has to draw everything on political lines now. Like, I'm just watching football, man. I don't need to, like, I don't need to relate everything to who's on the right or who's on the left when I'm watching a football game, you know, but that's what we've come to, I guess. And I don't want to turn this into a deeper conversation, but I guess we already have, since I killed all the flat earthers about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, it happens. But AB, we appreciate a few minutes of your time here on a Thursday morning. He is Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, also lead content strategist at the MMQB. Get him on X at Albert Breer. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, AB.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, it is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. And right now we turn it over to Nick Cope for some breaking news out of the NFL.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
All right, guys, this comes from the Twitter account verified from O.J. Simpson. Apparently O.J. has passed away, according to a post made by his family on his verified Twitter account. It says, quote, on April 10th, which was yesterday, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace, signed the Simpson family. Haven't had any media reports of his death yet, but this from OJ's personal verified Twitter account.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to react to this. It is a tricky one.
Was it known that he was battling with cancer?
I saw that somewhere, that he was dealing with an illness, but I hadn't heard anything about it in some time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, obviously we know, look, playing career, you know, one of the best ever, but then that sort of takes a step back when you consider all the stuff that happened afterwards, the double murder, and many people feeling like, yeah, he did it and got away with it. Just kind of was able to kind of live and do his thing and play golf and play fantasy football. And we just sort of looked past that and just kind of almost, I don't want to say we accepted it. It just almost felt like, how is he able to do all of this with that in his past? And then you never want to see anybody pass away. It's sad for the family. It's sad for the people that had nothing to do with the incidents that took place after his career. But this is this is surprising, obviously, that this came out. And so,
I think the one thing that surprised me is when you go through what he went through post-career in regards to what he's accused of criminally, and I believe convicted of civilly, at least in the civil court of law, which are two different burdens of proof. But that being said, you know, the fact that he chose to be out in the open, you know, he chose to be out in the public eye, which, you know, you realize there's going to be a lot of criticism and a lot of people who, you know, based on the allegations, believed he was guilty, believe he got away with it. So a lot of obviously mixed emotions, I'm sure, for people out there who aren't really sure how to, you know, view O.J. Simpson, because it's hard to remove, you know, what his identity was built by, which was, you know, his football career with obviously what occurred afterwards.
I mean, I still remember where I was when that trial was going on and it was announced that he was not guilty. Like, people, I mean, you cause talk about an uproar in the country, like of people feeling one way or another.
Divided the country.
Oh, my gosh.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, during that time. But, yeah, I mean, you know, people get old and they die.
That's okay.
OJ's out of here.
All right, there you go. All right. Well put here on
Hell of
Fox
a football
Sports
player.
Radio. Yeah, he was. He all definitely right, was. You know, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
And that's that. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you in for DP and the guys. So coming up next here, we are going to tell you about one team in the world of football who did something that might have made things a little bit more difficult on themselves. That's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. in for DP and the guys. Coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out. That is a special segment that we do here on the show that we host called Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Monday through Friday. And basically, our executive producer, Lee DeLapp, who dropped a little bit of not a bombshell on us, but dropped something on us earlier that apparently he goes shopping with Kato Kaelin, which all of a sudden is a name that is relevant again because if you're just tuning in, O.J. Simpson died earlier at the age of 76 from cancer. So that has been making the rounds via the media, social media, news, all over the television, wherever you look, wherever you hear. So we were on the air when that came out earlier. Apparently Lee DeLapp and Kato Kaelin, who was featured. And what was his role in that? Was he like the chef? Or was he like, Lee, you're friends with this guy. What did he do again for OJ back then?
He was
then?
The house guest that lived in the back house.
Yeah, so he lived in the back house. So,
yeah, he was.
Yeah, so Lee DeLapp and Kato Kaelin apparently shop at Vons together and sort of head nod each other whenever they run into each other. But the point is, we're going to have a special segment called You In or You Out. And basically, Lee's going to drop some stuff on us. We don't know where this usually goes. But it's usually very frustrating because Lee finds out that it's a special day. It's somebody's day. It's like National Dog Food Day. It's like National Donut Day. It's national. Did you just nod your head? Is it really National Dog Food Day?
No, it's National Pet Your Dog Day.
Okay.
Which is, I wasn't going to share that one, but
we need a national day when we should be petting our dogs every day for you dog owners.
It's the only day you can do that, apparently, and be celebrated for it.
Stupid.
It's like National Breathing Day. It's the one day you're allowed to, but apparently we will have more of that. Leave it alone.
Enjoy breathing today. is it too soon?
It probably is.
Is it too soon? I feel like everything we're going to say is going to have some type of connectivity or a way to relate it to what's going on. But
I mean,
I'm just going to not say anything. I just feel like this is a show for me to just let y'all go.
Well, you know? But like, how do you? It is.
I do feel sharp today.
It's that extra 3 hours. Oh, I got you.
I got that extra sleep, and it's finally worn off. The LeVar Allens is finally worn off.
Bro, you've been elusive. You know,
yeah, I have
just bulletproof in some ways. Kind of untouchable.
Well, you know,
hey man,
hey, you know, like I don't know what to say. I have no great comeback for you. All I can tell you is that you know when you're good, you're good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Damn right. You're like a runaway Bronco on a freeway. You know.
My God.
Now, I do want to point this out that
I couldn't be a Jaguar. Or
I know. Could be
Mercedes Benz. I mean, we're doing Dan's show.
Yeah,
you know?
No, definitely. I got you. By the way, the less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Aaron Rodgers spoke recently. This was on the I Can Fly podcast. Brady Quinn's a big fan of these podcast names. Big fan. There was the big podcast with Shaq.
I'm not a fan. It's just, you know, like, what's the thought process behind it? And here's the thing, is I get it. Is if you got late into the podcast game, obviously if someone else already has the title, you can't take it. And there's a lot of people who, you know, remember people were like squatting on websites?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like what they've done now with some of these podcast names. Hmm. Like, they'll have podcasts that are completely irrelevant, but if, you know, they want to sell it to someone, or they're like, no, you got to pick something else because I'm doing my podcast, even though it doesn't have as many, you know, listeners or subscribers as someone like Shaq.
Didn't somebody have to do that with the Washington name, the Commanders?
Oh,
or
yeah.
The football
team?
They
parked all kinds of names.
They remember, like, Red Wolves is what they wanted, then they realized some guy was already had it.
It's like, which, why would you want to be the Red Wolves anyway?
It's better than the Commanders.
All I remember about that is they started talking about what the name was going to be, and there was so much stuff about Red Wolves that I honestly stopped paying attention. I was like, oh, there's going to name the team Red Wolves. And then I come to find out later on, it was like, no, someone already had that.
Yeah. And was going to sell it. Like, they could have named the team the Red Wolves. You're just going to pay that man for that name. It's not a bad hustle. It yeah. could backfire on you. It backfired on dude Odin's name. That ain't got no value to it right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like these bigger companies, like anybody's got a price. So like they could just or have a workaround to try and get those names back. You know, like if we want the Red Wolves, we'll get the Red Wolves. But they decided to go with the Commanders. They should have kept the Washington Football Team. It's a better name than the Commanders or Commandos. Yeah, I agree. Whatever
the
you
Commandos.
Want to call them.
That's what we call them.
Just not good. Yeah. You know,
it's
but
interesting, man.
Yeah, definitely is. Well, here's what
I sure are pushing the envelope today. I'll tell you what.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Why they got to be the Commandos?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, we're just trying to kill them softly, you know?
Dang. I mean, okay. All right. I mean, if the name doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's a great point.
I'm just saying.
That is a great point.
God, you guys are ruthless, man.
Well, as we transition smoothly from that over to this, on the I Can Fly podcast.
Need some milk.
Aaron Rodgers spoke about the injury last year, four plays into his New York Jets career, and just the impact that it had on him emotionally and what he was feeling at the time. Let's take a listen.
I was heartbroken on September 11th in the locker room thinking my career might be over and that's how I'm going to go out. One of the highest highs in my sporting career, running on the field on 9/11 with an American flag, which I had never done in my life. After all the beauty and the summer and Hard Knocks and a new team and just being in New Jersey and the excitement, talking with our amazing fan base and just feeling just the energy and the momentum building and then that. I look back now and so much changed in my life for the better. And I often have a hard time with people who say, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes I call b- on that. part of it is the ego wanting things to just be a little bit easier sometimes. But just like so many things had to happen for me to be sitting right here today with the both of you, so much changed in my life in the last 6 months that would not have happened had I not been carted off that field. But only in that has all this beauty been able to happen. How can I not be grateful?
I mean, I got to be honest with you.
It was the music for me, guys.
Yeah, you could put that theme music under a fart, and it would be
and it's going to be the best fart ever.
It'd be the most dramatic thing ever.
Hey, man, y'all better cut that out. Stop playing around, man. Sure, let's stay on topic.
Hey, pretty sure that's Hans Zimmer.
Is it Hans Zimmer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome, by the way.
He's super dope. Yeah, super dope.
He did the song on
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, Lee, your mic was on.
Turn your mic on, Lee. Is that Orlovsky again? Cut his mic. Dang. Dang, Lee. What'd you eat last night?
You better check your pants, player.
Check your pants. Hey, Lee, check your socks.
Dang. That might be the most valid one I've ever heard.
What's wrong with you, Lee? We're never going to be invited back.
There's no way that was real, was it?
At least clean the mic off, Lee. My God.
Oh, what a mess you made. What a mess you made.
Lee, was that real?
Oh, my God. was that Orlovsky again?
Oh, was that real?
I wish I could do that.
Was that real? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah. Listen,
can we put the music to that fart?
I was going to say, what's more dramatic, that or the Masters theme music? But that, I mean, that was very over the top. Rogers talking about his injury. Hans Zimmer.
Oh, no. You know what's terrible about it is as soon as you start talking about the Masters theme music, we talked about it earlier in the week, how it almost sounds like funeral music.
Yeah. What are you getting at?
Well, you know.
Oh, no.
I know. No.
I mean.
I'm just saying, if that was the underbed.
Oh, no.
You know, I feel like, you know, we've been covering that topic thoroughly, you know, every angle possibly needed to cover the.
Oh, no.
You know, he was one of only eight players who ever won the Heisman Trophy
and was an AP NFL MVP in the NFL.
No.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
By the way, if you're wondering why we're playing the funeral music, yes, O.J. Simpson passed away. This is actually a funeral for Lee's trousers that are now being thrown away in the garbage.
Oh, no.
The 1973 NFL MVP, a five-time first team All-Pro. A member of both the
was a hell of a player,
pro and college football Hall of Fames.
Yeah, what else about his bio do you have? Like anything else in his resume?
You got maybe you should cover that. Maybe you should cover that part of the bio.
To. Oh, the music stops, so you don't have to.
I mean,
He was once a rent-a-car spokesman.
Hertz.
Yeah, it was a Hertz.
That's true.
Running through the airport.
Hertz. Yeah. He also did the Naked Gun, I do believe.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
There you go.
And I think he
and he was actually good. Yeah. He was actually good in the movie.
He was also a broadcaster.
Well, you're basically saying he was a good actor, which some people would say.
Oh,
I mean, he was Oh, man, that one caught me. Like, I tripped over that one.
Yeah, you fell into that one.
Hey, hey, bruh. That was a good one right there.
Yeah.
Damn, good actor. God dang, he was good in the movies.
He was.
Would we say that that was the birth of reality television?
Well, I mean, it did involve a Kardashian.
It did. Oh, it did.
I'm saying that Robert Kardashian.
It did.
I know where you're going here.
It did.
I'm just.
Where am I going?
I'm not sure really where Lee's fart came into play in all this.
Oh, like, well, I just figured, you know, what else? I mean, what do you, like, would you rather talk about?
Came out of nowhere. That's why it's relevant to this, because the topic of the whole topic has come out of nowhere. Everything has come out of nowhere just
now. All right, first of all, like, don't blame us. We're trying to place a clip of Aaron Rodgers talking about being emotional after the injury, and they're playing some Hans Zimmer song at such a level underneath him talking that you can't even focus on the words because you get caught up in the music.
Right, that's very true.
It's like it's the same music they play at the end of Inception where the top is spinning on the table. It's like Rodgers is talking about blowing his Achilles at MetLife Stadium, and they've got
and then Lee blew his pants open.
I keep questioning whether or not it was real. I guess if he played it again, we'd know
whether
it was fake.
Whether
it was but I can't handle hearing that again. Like that was so random. It might be the funniest dip I've ever heard.
You want to know if it was real? Lee just asked Mike Lingard, the guy who runs the editing department here, to hose him down in the parking lot.
If
you're wondering whether or not that was real.
Oh, no.
Poor Mike. Poor Mike.
It's like the part on Pulp Fiction where they're trying to clean brains and skull out of their hair.
The other thing is we know Lee well enough to know that guy's stomach is like a garbage disposal. He is not afraid of any type of cuisine, and he will mix any cuisine, alcohol, whatever, and it does not come out the other end very well. So
You could not have timed that any perfectly than what it was, though. I mean, it's got to be the best ever. That's got to be the best one ever. Like, it's just.
I'll say this: this is one hell of a eulogy. What we've done here on this show—that's
It's stuck in my head, guys. I keep hearing it in my head.
It's like it was yelling on the way. I gotta get out. Get me out of here.
There was so many things wrong with that. Whoever did that in real life, they needed help, man. They need assistance, medical assistance.
Yeah, Joel, you gotta be ashamed of yourself, man.
Blame Brady.
Brady did.
Well, hey, am I being blamed?
Because you requested it. You did request it,
no.
But you kind of did.
I said, like, you know, certain dramatic music you can play like anytime, anywhere, and it like changes the entire vibe of whatever's going on. A fart in particular.
Yeah.
There you go. That was the setup. That's what happened the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Changed the vibe of this show, I'll tell you.
That's
that.
How it came about the first time. Here we are.
By the way, Lee's on Amazon right now shopping for new studio chairs for some reason. I don't know why that is. But
it gives new meaning to throwaways.
Yeah. Somebody spilled their Yoo-hoo on the floor over there.
Mm.
So.
All right.
Well, listen, I know this. It's nothing like a Mercedes. Because that brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available digital light technology, it's so smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. All right, it's coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
There you go.
Starring LeVar Arrington. And also including Brady Quinn and Jonas Knox with you here.
Where are you going with this? Don't do it. Whatever it is you're thinking you're about to do, don't do it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.